Elise Stefanik rips Democrat Chris Murphy for pushing Elon Nazi salute hoax in confirmation hearing. By Wendell Hasebo on January 21, 2025. UN Ambassador nominee Elise Stefanik slammed Democrat Senator Chris Murphy, DCT, for pushing the so-called Elon Nazi salute hoax the media concocted Monday. The establishment media accused Elon Musk of deploying Nazi salutes during a speech in which he robotically celebrated President Trump's inauguration, Breitbart News's John Nolte reported. What Musk did was not at all confusing to decent people. Speaking to a crowd of Trump supporters Monday at the Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C., he said, "I just want to say thank you for making it happen.
Thank you."
Then he touches his heart and makes a gesture throwing his heart out to the crowd. Then he literally says, "Thank you. My heart goes out to you. It is thanks to you that the future of civilization is assured, thanks to you." CNN just lost a defamation suit and here are a couple of CNN's basement ratings harpies defaming Elon Musk by removing all of the context from the moment. And by context, I mean the audio where he says, "My heart goes out to you." Without the only context that matters, of course, it looks like a Nazi salute. During Tuesday's confirmation hearing before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Murphy tried to use the hoax to drive a wedge between Stefanik and Trump's administration. But Stefanik corrected the record and ripped Murphy in the process. Watch, Elon Musk applauds Trump's bold Mars promise. What concerns me is that these are the questions you believe are most important to ask to the UN ambassador. Stefanik shot back when asked if she is concerned about the hoax. I have a very strong record when it comes to combating anti-Semitism. We just had a historic election where President Trump earned historic support from American voters because of his strong leadership combating anti-Semitism, which has been a scourge across the country, skyrocketing since October 7, she continued. So, I intend to bring moral clarity to this position and continue to speak out as a voice, as a beacon of light, condemning anti-Semitism at the United Nations, which is representative of President Trump's record and President Trump's promises that he made on the campaign trail. Murphy said a question about the hoax was appropriate because the right should be held accountable for the hoax. These are the questions I choose to ask because I think that your work and the administration's work on anti-Semitism only comes with real impact and credibility if it holds both right and left accountable, he replied. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.